Hello and welcome to the IT Decisions Start the Week podcast for the week commencing June 20th, 2011. Well, it's been a busy week as always, lots of change going on. What was particularly interesting in the past week that we covered? Well, for example, the Brazilian government launched a cybersecurity agency to try and crack down on various forms of cybercrime. This was formed by getting various sections of the military to work together, creating this new agency. We spoke with William Beard, the head of cybersecurity at PwC in the UK, and he gave us an interesting interview, which you can see on the site. We also gave some more opinion on the use of the English language in Brazil, particularly how essential English is for the IT industry. And what was interesting about our piece this week was that we actually suggested that a lot of IT professionals perhaps need to understand Portuguese a bit better before they can even learn English. A little bit controversial, but then those comments on the use of language in the IT industry, they seem to generate lots and lots of debate on LinkedIn. So do go and have your say as well. And then, of course, as always, we had the CIO interviews. In the last couple of days, there was the CIO of SulAmérica, the insurance giant. Very interesting interview. In particular, the point he was making about how can insurance companies use tools like Facebook to promote their services and yet at the same time also ban their staff from using these tools. So that was really good. This week, we've got some really interesting off-the-record stuff. I've interviewed an executive who's worked with several Brazilian IT firms, and he has told me a lot about the way that Brazilian IT firms structure their staff compensation and benefits. So I'm going to be publishing quite a bit of that stuff, pretty much off the record, but the sort of insider view about how executives work within the outsourcing industry in Brazil. It's going to be fairly quiet this week. There is a holiday in Brazil, so we will endeavor to get our usual quota of interviews and information up there. But clearly, with most people taking a lot of this week off, it might be a little bit more quiet than usual. Still, hope you enjoy what we do publish. You can follow it all on itdex.com or follow us on Twitter at itdex.